Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Our legal expert, attorney Paul Cambria, joining us live this morning. The reaction to the grand jury decision in Louisville, Kentucky has been a furious one. Fired police officer Brett Hankinson has been indicted on three counts of wanton disendangerment, but not for the killing of Breonna Taylor. The two other officers involved were not charged. Paul, what are your thoughts on what the jury came back with, the grand jury? I mean, was this cut and dry for you?
Yeah, it seems to make sense. The first two officers who were not charged were there executing a search warrant. And when they went into Taylor's home, her boyfriend shot at them. So they returned fire, and that made it a reasonable thing for them to do, justified. What happened with the other officer who was charged is he just fired 10 rounds into not only her house, but the house next door. And, of course, the grand jury found that to be reckless conduct. And that's the reason why he got indicted. But he wasn't indicted for shooting her. It was because he just shot sort of everywhere. And that's why he got indicted.
A case like this, when it's been so out in the public, there's so much attention on it. How much evidence extra, as opposed to what we know looking in from the outside, does that grand jury have in a situation like this?
Well, you know, here's the thing. There is an emotional component here, if you will. And the question is, how much of that plays into what the grand jury does? Does the grand jury see their job as, you know, we better hold somebody responsible or else the whole community is going to be in chaos? And that's always an issue with these highly charged situations. Is there proof or is there emotion that substitutes for proof? And we're experiencing that around the country now.
You know, when grand juries reach a decision, is it a majority or does it have to be unanimous?
No, it's just a majority rule. And realize the grand jury doesn't convict anyone. All the grand jury says is there's reasonable cause to believe a crime happened, and there's reasonable cause to believe this person or these persons were involved in that crime, and then it goes to an actual trial. So it's not a guilt or innocence. It's just an accusation process.
Now, there is still investigations ongoing in this. Six officers still under their internal investigations, of course, and then the attorney general in Kentucky said the FBI is looking at the way that the police department obtained the warrant for Taylor's apartment. What could that investigation entail, the FBI looking into the way a warrant is obtained?
Well, you know, the FBI, the federal side, looks at violations of civil rights. and any time a state official, like a police officer, violates someone's civil rights, that's fair game for the federal side to bring a charge. Here it's going to be a little complicated because presumably a judge approved their search warrant. Now, if they find that there were false statements or misrepresentations made in order to get that search warrant, that could be federal territory. Now you're talking about violating someone's rights under the Fourth Amendment under search and seizure. So that's the kind of thing that's going on now.
All right, so there will be a criminal trial now for this one officer. What about a civil rights investigation? Is that something that's...
Again, that's what the feds will be doing with regard to the search warrant and so on.
Okay.
And as far as the civil side of the case, apparently the city already settled for like $12 million with Brianna's family, which is bizarre that it would happen that quickly.
Well, they did that earlier this week, I think, knowing that the grand jury was coming back soon, and they're bracing for what was to come after that grand jury's decision.
Yeah, there's no question this was, let's cut our losses and try to get this over with.
When we're looking at, again, going back to that question of evidence, the governor there asking for evidence to be released from the investigation now that it's out of the grand jury, is that something that's easily able to happen for this evidence to be released out into the public?
No, typically grand jury proceedings are secret in the sense that they're sealed, and then you have to apply to a court and ask that they be unsealed and show good cause as to why they should be unsealed. Something like this, because of all the public interest, probably is a good candidate to have it unsealed and to reveal what's before the grand jury. Also, remember, there are no real rules of evidence before the grand jury. So hearsay and all the rest of it come in at the grand jury level. So that's another thing a judge would have to consider. Is this reliable stuff? Should I let it out? Will it cause even more problems, et cetera?
Looking at what happened last night, you have two police officers wounded, of course, after being shot. At least 46 people just in Louisville in custody after protests, and nothing that we didn't really anticipate before this. Given that, this officer, Brett Hankinson, who was indicted on three counts of first-degree wanton endangerment, charged with those counts. Should we expect maybe a trial to be delayed because of those protests that we're seeing, because of that heightened awareness of the case? How would a trial like that be handled, even though it's not, you know, a direct charge related to Breonna Taylor?
Well, the question is whether or not he can get a fair trial. And that means, can he find jurors who can be objective? Now, typically, you know, you could make a motion to change the venue to send it to some other city. But usually what the courts say is, well, let's start the jury selection process and see whether or not we can find 12 jurors who could be objective. If after a long time of trying to do that, you can't achieve it, then they could make a motion to change the venue and move it to another location. I've had that done several times in homicide cases that I've tried where we moved them from Buffalo to Rochester, from Buffalo to Niagara Falls, and things like that. That's what they'll have to do.
Paul, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you.
All right, my pleasure.
That's our legal analyst, attorney Paul Cambria.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.